There's some technicalities in the rules of Havdalah, which we began to discuss yesterday. It is the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. Again, a technicality, but when you're making the Havdalah, he writes, it's more proper that you hold the wine in your right hand, obviously, when you start the Havdalah, and the Besamim in your left hand. And then when the time for Besamim comes, you switch. You put the wine in your left hand and you hold the besamim in your right hand. The hadush is that he holds it's proper to hold the besamim from the beginning of the havdalah. Not like sometimes we hold just hold the cup of wine and then when the time of the besamim comes, we just shift over and we pick up the besamim. He holds it's more proper to be holding the besamim from the beginning of the havdalah. And then, of course, you switch it to the right hand when you're about to make the beracha. Furthermore, halakha says regarding the cost of the havdalah, it should be cleaned and be washed from the outside and in the inside also before one uses it. This is a koshel mitzvah. It needs shetifa v'adaha. It means you're cleaning it, you rinse it out on the inside, and also you clean it on the outside. Regarding how much you have to drink of the Havdalah, the Chetechila, one is supposed to try to drink the proper Shi'ur, which is a Revi'it, which is, for argument's sake, let's say 3 ounces and a little change. That's the proper Shi'ur to drink. But if a person drank a cheekful, which would be about half that Shi'ur, if he drank, let's say, 1.6 ounces of the wine or the grape juice, that would be also okay. Lastly, halakha says, or it's brought out again, minhagim, that the course of yayin is kos beracha, especially on Motzei Shabbat, and therefore it's proper at the time of filling the cup to overflow it, in order that some of the wine spills over. That would be like an omen, a good omen, the beracha. The wine is spilling in the house. The wine is a blessing in the Torah. Not like some people have the custom that as they say Borei Pri HaGefen, during the Havdalah, they pour a little out. That wouldn't be proper for several reasons. Part of it is hefsek. But if you pour it in the beginning and you overflow it on purpose, that would be okay till it drips down and maybe falls in the plate that's under it, or some even make it fall on the table, on the plate, on the floor. Also, it's brought down after the Havdalah to show habibut for the mitzvah, to show a certain love of the mitzvot, so they like to take the wine, and some people rub it over their eyes. Rav Chaim Palachi writes the same mitzvah, Hashem bara me'irat einayim, that pasuk. Some people put it in the back of their neck on the loose bone that's right under the skull. That's the bone that the resurrection is going to come from, the Tehillat HaMetim. So they put it there for healing. And some people, you see them put it in their pockets, they put it on different wounds. This is all for Havivut Mitzvah. This is also to show that the Mitzvot are beloved upon us. However, regarding the Besamim, Arizal said it's a custom, or the proper thing is to use Hadassim, which we use on Motzei Shabbat. Hadassim, he actually writes you should use 3 hadassim that are actually kosher, that have the mishulashim, which they have the sections of 3, 3, 3, 3 going down the whole spine. I don't know if we're using kosher hadassim, but that's what he says, 3 hadassim that are kosher. But the question is what to do with the hadas after the havdalah. So since it was used for a mitzvah, so to discard it in the garbage or things like that would not be the best thing. The best thing is, he says, just to leave them on the side until they dry up, until they wilt, whatever it is, then already you can discard them. So long as they're ra'ui for a mitzvah, it wouldn't be proper to discard them. Some people save all these things over here, and then when it comes for Pesach, and they're making their big bonfire for the Bi'ur Hametz, they throw in all these dried pieces of wood and things like that in order to make the fire. In any event, one should be a little concerned about what he does with the remnants of the Havdalah. That's also brought down. Some people smell the candle after the Havdalah. That's also Hibub Mitzvah. in order to show that the mitzvot are beloved upon you, so you smell it. All these things, again, for a good omen to start the good week.